To be together. It's beautiful to see you here. It was last year at about this time, or maybe even a year and a half ago, that we brought together a group of people that we called VIA, the Vision, Innovation, and Action Team. And they were engaging us in a congregational visioning process. These VIA folks, who included Jim Highsmith, Rosemary Arp, Sheila Brown, Stephanie Pocky, Sherry Price and Mary Gibb, among others, they created a process for us that included over 80 people over the course of the year. We gathered in this room on three separate occasions, in addition to the Meeting of the Minds and Momentum evening. And we asked ourselves what we would like to be moving forward, 5 years or so from now. And we did it with a process of creating magazine covers, as if we were a magazine, you know, as if the Boulder Valley UU Fellowship had its own magazine. What would be on the cover 5 years from now? Keeping in mind a bigger vision than of what Unitarian Universalism could mean than just kind of the parochial view of our four walls and what we could be. We shared our emerging vision at the February Meeting of the Minds and Merriment and Momentum. And those pictures together began to create a clearer picture. And a dream emerged. A dream for us to be a center, not in the geographic sense of the word, but a center by what we do and who we are, of both spiritual exploration and social justice in action. And that those had to inform each other, because in my view, that is actually what it means to be a religious community. That those two parts, our actions and our inner life, are in continuous dialogue with one another. And in the midst of that, we also looked at our resources and recognized that we had to look at our facilities, our needs and our desires for these facilities, so that to have them meet our desires for who we could be in the community. And also what emerged was to imagine a growing our UU presence that is already there in Longmont. We already have about 60 UU families between us, the Boulder Church, and even the Loveland Church. So that's a lot of people out there, and there's already things percolating, and we're imagining what else could we do so that Unitarian Universalism in this region, so that our values in this region could be further brought into the world that sorely needs what we have to offer. Because, my friends, we're doing part of this, not only because it's kind of ripe and fun to imagine our future, but because the landscape of congregational life, of religious life, is changing. And it's changing dramatically. For those of us who find what we do here both comforting and engaging, that might be hard to imagine. Nobody really likes a whole lot of change anyway. But the truth is that the way people do their spiritual lives is not the same as it was a generation or two ago. Think back to when we had a hegemonious Christian culture, and you would move into a town, or maybe when you were a kid, or maybe even when you were living in a town, and someone would say, "What church do you go to?" as they introduce themselves as your neighbors. Today, not so much. In Boulder County, like, not at all, right? I remember in my 20s coming out when I was telling people and prospective suitors that I actually went to church on Sundays. And today, only 2 in 10 millennials believe that church going is important. But at the same time, so many of them describe themselves as spiritual seekers. So it's kind of like what Parker talked about, the transient and the permanent in religious life. The permanent is that we have values that are even more important today. The transient right now is the form that these values take, and we have to begin to get creative in our forms. And this is actually a great opportunity for Unitarian Universalists, because we are the people who are not anchored in a dogma that we refuse to explore and have change. We are the people who have continuously looked at forms over time and created new ways of being together. And we are the people that have many of the values that are needed in this world that are already part of the public discourse. Although in issues of justice and human dignity, sadly, we often seem to be the minority voice. Which brings me back to this concept of inner depth and outer focus. It's clear to me that these need to be continually informing themselves, and that this is the hallmark for a religious life. Because to focus solely on justice, and lots of groups in Boulder do that, and do that effectively, but to do that without the inner work often leads to burnout, which I have experienced in my life. But more importantly, it continues to create this separation of the giver and the receiver. It does not feed us into an understanding of our common humanity, as happens when we are in a reflective mode about our work for justice. And to focus only on the inner world without acts of justice creates an isolated community that is irrelevant to those beyond our walls, and a vacuous spiritual life, in my opinion. So we chose inner depth and outer focus as a theme for the year so that we can play around with both of these. But here's the kicker. If we really, truly want to engage in inner depth, we have to put ourselves on the line. Because change and being exposed and uncomfortable is what is going to enrich and transform us. Inner depth doesn't happen when we're not willing to be in dialogue with those who are different, when we're not willing to step out into areas that are uncomfortable and be the listener and not the leader. We have to be willing to walk on the edge of our comfort zone, both in imagining how our congregation does things, using our same core value, but also in how we engage with a hurting world. My friends, there are fires burning everywhere. There are literally fires burning in California, where the effects of global warming are creating droughts and with unfathomable consequences. There are fires burning here in our community when a trans woman is told by her pastor to return to her God-given gender assignment. Now, I don't know what God he is talking about, but he is not talking about our God. And our voice needs to be out there in the public. We have to be on that edge, willing to be transformed, willing to stand on the side of love and stick our necks out. There are fires burning in the immigrant community, where hundreds of thousands continue to be detained and deported. We don't have to know about that if we choose not to. And we need to choose to be there. There are fires burning in our prisons, which are right now the largest mental health facilities in our nation, filled with black and brown people. And we don't have to be there unless we choose to put ourselves on the line and choose to allow ourselves to be transformed in the process. There are fires burning in the Mediterranean, on the shores of the Mediterranean, as immigrants die trying to get to safety. There are fires burning in Ferguson and Baltimore and Texas, where our history of racial injustice can no longer be denied. We have choices we have to make here, choices that will engage us in new ways in the world. Because if we stay in here and just imagine what we need for our little congregation, we will not be transforming the world, and we will not have what we have been craving for as spiritual seekers, which is to be transformed ourselves by what we see out in the world. I believe that these are just some of the ways that we have fallen out of covenant with our people and with our world. And if we truly want to be a religious community in today's world, we have to be willing to be transformed by the fires that are burning around us. Our own Ralph Waldo Emerson told us, "Only as far as people are unsettled is there any hope for us." Only as far as we are willing to be unsettled. I might call that holy unrest. The capacity to feel the discomfort and stay there anyway. That's where transformation happens. And the good news is, we have done this before. We know how to do this as a denomination. We have been on the forefront of the abolitionist movement. Unitarian and Universalists were on the forefront of the civil rights movement, of the women's movement, of the GLBTQ movement, of the immigrants' rights movement. This is who we are as a denomination. And in our own congregation, we were offering sanctuary to immigrants in the 1980s during the sanctuary movement. We've been part of the sanctuary movement in Denver now, and we are on the forefront of mental health organizing in Boulder County. We know how to do this, and we know the transformational impact on our lives. We're just taking the next step now to really look at the fires that are burning and to invite ourselves into deeper engagement. The vision we have set out for ourselves invites us to do that. So we need to ask ourselves this year, where do we start? Who do we partner with? What do we need in people, in resources, in time, and commitment? How do we grow this vision so that we are no longer a minority voice in the area of human dignity? This is what we are called to do. And I invite you into that calling, fully open-hearted. May this be our promise and our prayer.